It was suspected that local staff on the bridge were pocketing some of the money. Now, as you know, it's a railway bridge, single line, but it's got a road, a tarmac Adam road, integral to the bridge. When a train came, the road traffic stopped, but it wasn't a very frequent service, so road traffic had the bulk of the use. And there was a porter or similar railwayman at each end of the bridge collecting tolls. A fixed tariff operated, starting with children, adults, cyclists, cars, lorries of varying weights, and they would normally be issued with a ticket in payment of the due fees. And then there would be a carbon copy of these tickets, which would be recorded, and the value added up and compared with the money that the toll collectors had put in. The difference, Dad had gone by train to Oban. Of course, the warning went out, but he doubled back by bus, telling them that he was going for his lunch in the local eating house. Having alighted short of Connell Ferry, he climbed from the bus. He climbed up this hill, and with binoculars, lay there for about 4 hours, recording every one or vehicle that crossed the bridge in either direction. And knowing the tariff, he would put a motor car, 2 and 6, a passenger, so and so, on his notepad. So he went back to head office with this, and they asked for the return for that day, and it was compared. And it was obvious that during this 4 hours that he was there, somebody was on the pockle, because he had recorded more revenue. And the result was that two staff were dismissed.